You are listening to the Live Free Experience. I'm your host, Brianna Bowley, trauma coach for high performers. I believe that understanding the nervous system and all its wisdom is the key to creating and experiencing all that we desire. And I believe that honest, anything goes conversation paves the way for us to begin a healing journey that has us continuously stepping into more of who we are. I've been blessed to work with, for, and alongside some of the best of the best in their chosen fields. And it's my pleasure to be the platform to share the wisdom and insights I've gained with each of you. Together, we'll explore trauma-informed performance and optimization, business, and self-expression. So in a world where everything touches everything, I encourage you to listen selfishly and with your own circumstance in mind. As I promise, if you found yourself here, there's a piece of wisdom wanting to land in your world. So I want to begin this conversation by telling you about the Five Monkeys experiment. And forgive me because I'm going to read this out. I don't want to miss any details, but this is going to really set the scene for today's conversation. So a researcher puts five monkeys in a cage. There's a bunch of bananas hanging from a string with a ladder leading to the bananas. When the first monkey goes for the bananas, the researcher sprays all five monkeys with freezing water for 5 minutes. Sometime later, when a second monkey inevitably tries to go for the bananas, the researcher once again sprays all five monkeys with the cold water for 5 minutes. The researcher then puts the hose away and never touches it again. But when a third monkey tries to go for the bananas, the other four attack him to prevent him from climbing that ladder. They are too afraid of the punishment that may come. Then the researcher replaces one of the monkeys with a new monkey who wasn't part of the original experiment and was never sprayed with water. And as soon as he touches the ladder to go for the bananas, the other four monkeys attack him to keep him from doing so. If he tries again, they attack him again. Thus, the new monkey learns not to go after the bananas because he'll get attacked if he does. The researcher replaces a second monkey with another new monkey. When this monkey goes for the bananas, the other four attack him, including the new monkey who was never sprayed with water. The researcher then continues to replace all the monkeys one at a time until all five of the original monkeys are removed from the cage. Each time the newcomer goes for the bananas, the others attack, even when they, as new monkeys, have never received punishment for going after the bananas. And thus, the new monkeys who have never been sprayed with cold water learn not to go after the temptation of the bananas. The researchers hypothesize that if they were to ask the monkeys why they don't go for the bananas, they'd answer, because that's the way it's always been done. So I'm opening up this conversation off the back of something that occurred in my world. And truth be told, I'm hesitant to speak into this because I'm not someone who enjoys giving conversations of this, I guess, frequency, of this level, airtime. And yet it feels like a disservice to the people who come to me with this very same challenge not to at least bring it up. So I'm going to read you a message that I received recently. And for context, I have Pan Pacifics coming up at the end of next month. For me, it was a no-brainer to open up the opportunity to promote some businesses through my athletic pursuits. I'm a big believer in win-win situations. I'm a big believer that, you know, we all get to rise together. And so what a beautiful opportunity for me to do something that I love and hopefully, you know, create some opportunity in doing so for other businesses, for my own business, for, you know, to basically have that ripple effect, yes? And that's the way that I really think that intelligent business is done, where it gets to be a win-win-win situation and we all get to rise together. I think any other way of seeing things is very scarcity-based. So, of course, if you don't ask, you don't receive. And so an asterisking here, putting a little star next to this really felt like a stretch for me. I put out a post on my social media requesting sponsorship, putting out the opportunity for businesses that felt called to support, to snatch up that opportunity, to know that that opportunity was there. Whether or not they took it, of course, entirely up to them. So I received this message, and I'm not going to name any names because it's just not relevant. Hey, I'm unfriending you. You tried to monetize Jits by asking people to sponsor what you need to earn. Get a colored belt first. Good luck with your life. I wish you the best of luck. So my response, of course, was, I honor you for doing what feels right for you. And of course, that's the truth. I do. I really do honor this person for doing what feels good for them. So the reason I wanted to bring this conversation up is because one of the most common things that I come up against with my clients, you know, and these are incredibly high-performing people. These are people in business with really heart-driven, heart-led, inspired visions. People who are innovating and changing the game and looking to really create an inspiring ripple effect. These are people who are doing incredible things in sport, in entertainment, in, you know, I guess really choosing to go against the grain and live a life that feels really aligned and from the heart and from the soul, rather than taking the quote unquote safe route and doing, you know, what everyone else does. The most common thing these people come to me with is this fear of standing out, this fear of going for what they want because of how other people may interpret it. Yeah. Because of this imaginary rule book of what's right and wrong in going for what they want. Because of, you know, having someone who misunderstands or projects upon their vision, their path, their way of making a way out of no way. You know, they fear the backlash of that. They fear taking arrows. They fear the social judgment of it. And this is the most common thing that holds people back. And for those of you who maybe don't know my background, I've spent many, many, many years trying to support particularly athletes and early phase entrepreneurs and business owners and coaches in kind of getting past the money blocks that come with doing something that goes against the grain, that goes against the status quo. And fortunately / unfortunately, depending on how you choose to look at it, in order to monetize something that is not commonly monetizable, if that's a word, requires courage. It requires going against the grain. It requires being willing to be seen. And that's fucking scary. Yeah. When we go back to caveman times, being seen, standing out, like that's, you're facing imminent death. You're removing yourself from the tribe. You're removing yourself from your safety net. And you are putting yourself in harm's way, essentially. And, you know, as human beings, yes, we've evolved. And also our nervous system is a little bit slower to evolve. So there's still that instinctual part of us that believes that to stand out and to be seen is essentially to put ourselves in harm's way. And so receiving this message, my first response, of course, if I'm honest, was to have a giggle. Thankfully, I've faced enough of this questioning throughout my, you know, 10 plus years in business to recognize that it means nothing of me and everything of the person writing it. And by the way, this isn't to hate on the person who sent this message. This isn't to shame them. This is just to acknowledge what's present for me, yeah? I've built up a certain thick skin for this kind of stuff. And I'm also aware that there are so many people who haven't built up this thick skin yet. And so it's comments like this that have people essentially take their incredible ideas, take their incredible beliefs, take their incredible visions to the grave. It's things like this, it's behaviors like this, it's the monkeys pulling the other monkeys, striving for the banana, back down to their level out of fear that stops humanity and society as a whole from getting out of the rat race. And it's actually really heartbreaking. It's incredibly heartbreaking. I am a deep believer that we get to rise together. And my vision for sport, for entertainment, for entrepreneurs with incredible heart-led visions and purposes get to rise together. And that as one monkey climbs for the bananas, they create more space, more opportunity, more inspiration for the other monkeys to go and get their banana, right? So it's no secret that in the past, I've struggled with body dysmorphia, I've struggled with a disordered relationship with food, and that I've seen the light and I've really found a way to grow beyond that. And yet I have conversations day in and day out with women who are still really trapped in that struggle. And I think that the industry is so focused on this one-dimensional way of quote unquote solving this issue that I wanted to change the game, because I know that you desire the kind of relationship with your body that feels unshakable, that feels like a team, that has you feeling confident, sexy, grateful, powerful. And I know that, like many others, you've probably tried everything. And so I'm here to show you a fresh way. I'm here to show you a different way of looking at this. And I'm here to really help you, to support in shifting this, because on the other side of that trapped feeling around food and around your body image is complete and utter freedom. And so I'm putting on a masterclass called Healing Body Image and Food on October 20th. It's a live masterclass. If you can't make it live, the replay will be available. And you can register at www.briannaboley.com/healingbif. As always, the link is in the show notes. And so I share this because I know that so many of you guys, my listeners, are in a similar space where you're maybe navigating the inner conflict of going for something that you haven't seen done before, and that fear and that conditioning of not going for it because of what someone may think, or what someone may say, or what someone might believe you to be or project upon you to be. I want to encourage you to not allow yourself to fall into conditioning, not allow yourself to be shamed into playing it small, to not allow yourself to be diminished, to not allow yourself to shrink for the sake of not creating discomfort for others. You know, and there's so many threads that tie into this. So I'm pausing because I'm reflecting on what best direction, I suppose, to take this, because as I said, there are so many different directions that I could take this. There's things that link in here: money, morality. You know, I think all too often we tie morality and money to two completely separate concepts, and due to conditioning, have them kind of, we're led to believe that they are one and the same, that they are interdependent, that they reflect upon one another. When we look at The Simpsons, you know, the rich guy, the wealthy guy was the bad guy. When we look at the 101 Dalmatians, Cruella de Vil, the rich woman, the powerful woman was the bad guy, was the evil one. And, you know, all we have to do is look at a lot of like children's stories, cartoons, fairy tales. More often than not, it's the wealthy one who is the bad guy. And so this is, we grow up believing that that's the case. And yet resource is purely resource. Money, fame, power, love, all of these things are simply amplifiers of what's already there. And so a wealthy person with good intentions, someone with good intentions who is making money, simply has a greater capacity to go out and create change, to go out and have that ripple effect, to go out and create more opportunity for others. Yes, it has no reflection. Their moral compass has absolutely nothing to do with how much money they do or don't make, how much resource they do or don't have access to. You know, just like the wealthy person with bad intentions, with poor intentions, with a poor moral compass would still have a poor moral compass regardless of whether their bank account has 6, 7, 8 figures behind it, or no figures at all, right? Money is simply an amplifier. And so the question that I want you to really sit with for yourself is, what is that imaginary line for when you are worthy to receive something? You know, there's this conversation a lot in, I mean, to keep it specific to the context I've begun this with, in the martial arts scene, this concept of you need to earn it. You need to earn it before you are worthy of receiving it. You need to earn it before you are worthy to ask. In the coaching world, you know, you need to have a long list of certifications or a long, impressive list of life experience before you are worthy to speak on something. And people hold themselves back constantly from taking action and potentially creating an incredible ripple effect for fear of not yet being worthy. And it's this old paradigm, this old struggle, survival, fight to survive paradigm that society lives from that keeps us stripped of our power. The mere fact that you are here tells me that you are worthy to receive. This line of you haven't earned it, you're not yet worthy versus now you are worthy, now you have earned it is imaginary. And you get to choose at what point you can have everything you want. And that moment can be right now, should you choose that for yourself. You know, and I love the concept of the belt system in martial arts. I think that it's an incredible way to measure one's skill level. I think it's an incredible tool. And of course, I have full respect for the concept. I enjoy the concept. And yet there is so much weight and emphasis put on it. I am such a deep believer that we get to start the way we intend to finish. And I intend for my martial arts journey to be the kind of journey that inspires other people to stand up and believe in themselves. Whether I'm a beginner white belt stepping onto the mats for the very first time, or whether I'm a multiple time world champion black belt who has, I don't know, whatever additional fucking status you want to add to that. I intend to start the way I intend to finish. And I think that's where we all get to play from. There is not a single point where suddenly I get to act like I deserve the things that I want for myself simply because 2 inches of fabric that I wear around my waist have changed color. Yeah. And this isn't to say that we disrespect lineage or we disrespect rank or we disrespect or don't acknowledge those things. It's rather to say that ultimately we're all human beings and we all come from different journeys and we're all navigating different journeys on the mat, right? And take this concept, take everything I'm saying here and liken it to business or whatever feels relevant for you. But ultimately, we're just all human beings doing the best that we can and just showing up, just simply being here makes you worthy of everything you could ever dream of, regardless of what other status or resources or opportunities or lack of all of those things you have access to. So I guess to round this out and kind of tie it all up nicely, I hope that anyone listening to this gets to really take an inventory of where perhaps you're allowing the story of not being there yet to hold you back from doing the thing. You know, where in your life are you living by the conversation of I can't do X until I have Y, or once I have X, then I can Y. Where are you not allowing yourself to step into the thing that you know you're here for? Where are you not allowing yourself to receive? Where are you not allowing yourself to ask for help? Where are you not allowing yourself to show up at your fullest because you're quote unquote not there yet, based on something external to you, right? Because deserve, worth, receivership is, it's all internal. It's all an internal job. And so if you're basing it on anything other than your own opinion, then you're fighting a losing battle and you're allowing yourself to be crushed under something that it just isn't yours. And contrary to that, I also want to encourage you to sit with where in your life are you making someone else wrong or diminishing someone else based on this outdated concept of how it's always been done or how you would do it or what you feel is in integrity or is moral or is worthy or enough. You get to have everything you've ever wanted simply because you've shown up. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Live Free Experience podcast. Now, I'm a real person back here, so every mention, every share, every bit of feedback is deeply valued, and I love nothing more than hearing what golden nuggets are landing for you. So if something did land for you, or there's someone in your world who needs to hear this, please share it with them and share it to your social media. Tag me in it so that I'm aware of it and I can share it to my story. As I said, every little bit counts. Every little bit helps get this message out there. And I want to close off today's conversation. Ladies, this one's for you. I have a free ebook and audio training called Fierce and Free. And this is for the woman who is looking to really step things up a level in her world, looking to overcome people-pleasing tendencies, build greater boundaries, and just be more discerning in where their energy is going. So you can get access to that one free at www.fiercefreewoman.com. And I will speak to you all soon.